Hi, Gone Wild Audio. It's Violet. I'm recording a sort of two-part challenge today. I got a suggestion a couple of weeks back to do a hysterical literature type thing where basically I read while using a vibrator. And I really love that suggestion because literature and especially poetry are big parts of my life. So it's fun to incorporate it into this hobby. And the reason it's a two-part challenge for me, other than reading through, is that I have a roommate and she just got home. And I am paranoid that she is going to hear me. So hopefully I can keep it down. So I'm just gonna get the vibrator started and we're gonna get started. I am reading To His Mistress Going to Bed by John Donne. Come, madam, come. All rest my powers defy. Until I in labor lie. The foe oft times, having the foe in sight, is tired with standing, though he never fight. Off with that girdle, like heaven's own glistering, but a far fairer world encompassing. Unpin that spangled breastplate which you wear, that the eyes of busy fools may be stopped there. Unlace yourself, for that harmonious chime tells me from you that now is bedtime. Off with that happy busk, which I envy, that can still be and still can stand so nigh. Your gown going off, such beauteous state reveals, as when from flowery meads the hill's shadow steals. Off with that wiry coronet, and shew that hairy diadem which on you doth grow. Now off with those shoes, and then safely tread in this love's hallowed temple, this soft bed. In such white robes, heaven's angels used to be received by men. Thou angel bring'st with thee a heaven like Muhammad's paradise, and though ill spirits walk in white, we easily know by this these angels from an evil sprite, though set our hairs, but these are flesh upright. License my roving hands and let them go before, behind, between, above, below. Oh, my America, my newfound land, my kingdom, safeliest when with one man manned, my mine of precious stones, my empire, how blessed am I in this discovering thee. To enter in these bonds is to be free. Then where my hand is set, my seal shall be. Full nakedness, all joys are due to thee, as souls unbodied, bodies unclothed must be to taste whole joys. Gems which you women use are like Atlanta's balls, cast in men's views, that when a fool's eye lighteth on a gem, his earthly soul may covet theirs, not them. Like pictures, or like books, gay coverings made for laymen, are all women thus arrayed. Themselves are mystic books, which only we, whom their imputed grace will dignify, must see revealed. Then since that I may know, as liberally as to a midwife, shew thyself, cast all, yea, with this white linen hence. There is no penance due to innocence. To teach thee, I am naked first. Why then, what needst thou have more covering than a man?